so here's, I'm going to lay this case out for you. It's West Virginia versus the EPA. It has not been handed down yet. And the way these things normally go, the biggest cases come down last. Well, if overturning Roe v. Wade wasn't the biggest, then what on earth could be bigger? How about gutting the regulatory state? Seriously, how about putting down the regulatory state, meaning all of these agencies, Regulation Nation, stopped. Remember, the Environmental Protection Agency was created by an executive order, not created by Congress. Richard Nixon issued an executive order to create the EPA, which now has broad authority over businesses. They can, you know, and individuals too. The EPA has much power. They can come in and shut down a company, fine the company, put people in jail. Their agents carry guns. Hello. All on an executive order, never discussed and debated in the halls of Congress, just created. The court is expected to decide how far the EPA can go in regulating greenhouse gas emissions. But I will say to you, my friends, overturning Roe v. Wade was not really contemplated by many observers in the Dobbs case. But the justices stepped in and went much further, upholding the Dobbs case 6-3 and upholding the Mississippi law stopping abortion at 15 weeks, but then took the extra step of overturning Roe v. Wade altogether. So, will this court be willing to go further and gut the EPA and along with it other regulatory agencies, the FDA, the CDC, whatever it might be? You see, the problem for the left is that the court is going to do what is appropriate, which is send these, because in effect, these agencies create rules, which are laws, penalties. They can take your resources, your freedom, all of it, and not the way it was supposed to be done. In America, in a representative democracy, a representative republic, you have elected officials that are supposed to debate such things. But the regulatory nation took over in the 1930s, and it has become incredibly overblown. Let's see. Elizabeth Colbert of the New York Times wrote this. Several of the parties of the West Virginia case go beyond the major questions doctrine to argue in favor. Now, the major questions doctrine, which is the Chevron doctrine. If a statute is silent or ambiguous on a point, the court should defer to an executive agency's interpretation as long as the interpretation is reasonable. But if the Supreme Court could render all of that unconstitutional, conservative justices have been directly challenging such agency deference in favor of what is now being called the major questions doctrine, stating, we expect Congress to speak clearly when authorizing an agency to exercise powers of vast economic and political significance. I agree with that. Now, what the liberals will scream, oh my God, they're going after the Green New Deal. They're going to destroy the environment. They're going to allow power plants to spew. Well, if you don't want that to happen, then do these things the proper way. Not through a regulatory agency, but through Congress. Elizabeth Colbert of the New York Times wrote, several of the parties of the West Virginia case go beyond the major questions doctrine to argue in favor of what has become known as the non-delegation doctrine. And according to this way of thinking, Congress is barred by the Constitution from giving those powers away. Non-delegation doctrine hasn't been used since 1935 because the New Deal came in. And some call it one of the most dangerous ideas in American law. What, to make Congress do its job? To say you can't just create some regulatory agency that can run roughshod over the citizens? Like Waters of the USA Act, which would have regulated mud puddles in my driveway. Many federal laws, here's one of the Critics, many federal laws aimed at protecting public health and the environment do not speak the way the current court prefers. Instead, they speak in broad terms, authorizing agencies to address risks that Congress may not have foreseen or fully understood when it enacted the laws. The court's reasoning in the COVID-19 cases threatens the power of Congress to legislate against risks in advance before those risks become severe problems. Adopting non-delegation would render unconstitutional any such agency's discretion and fundamentally alter the structure of the U.S. government, stripping away the government's power on issues as diverse as workplace safety, environmental protection, overtime pay, and vaccination. You see, they don't like it now that FDR's faulty Supreme Court rulings, or rulings that occurred during the Green New Deal, they like the regulatory state. They like regulation nation. Whether it's constitutional, something much more in question. And so there you have the reason that I wonder if deep sixing the EPA and OSHA and all of these other agencies, that might be the biggest act of all. We haven't seen it yet. Oh, you think they've gone crazy yet? Wait till they see this. That's why it's the first conservative court since before the Great Depression. So all of these bad laws and bad rulings have gone through. Now you've got originalist jurists saying, no, that's not the way this works at all. Let that sink in. I'll be right back on the Steve Gerber Show.